New research shows that Americans are keeping homes warmer in recent decades, even though there are many good reasons to turn down the heat in winter. It saves energy, it's cheaper, and it turns out, lower indoor temperatures can even help people shed pounds. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports about the ups and downs of thermostats.
Jason Daly is the public works director for Cranberry Township. Part of his job is to make sure the township's 5 or 6 public buildings are a comfortable temperature without spending more energy or more money than necessary. At the township's offices, he's worked to put in motion sensors for heat.
There's actually a training session happening in our training room right now, and there is a group that's sitting in the back while the presentation's being provided in the front.
Daly says the motion sensor should automatically start heating the back of the room where the people are sitting. If there's no movement for 20 minutes, the temperature starts to lower. Daly says the heat motion sensors reduce Cranberry Township's carbon footprint. They're also supposed to save money on energy costs, although he's not sure how much. Sean Groom has written about thermostat technology for Fine Home Building magazine. He says every 8 hours you lower the heat 1 degree, you'll save 1% of your energy costs. Groom says people can keep the house at 68 when they're home and active, but turn it down when they go out or go to sleep.
So you typically go to bed at like 10:30 or something, you set it at 10:30 to go down to 60, and it's there for 8 hours. I mean, if you're looking at 8 degrees lower over 8 hours, studies say that that's an 8% savings.
Most houses in Pittsburgh use natural gas. If the average customer uses 8% less natural gas over a year, it would be like reducing the amount of gasoline in the car by 50 gallons a year. And Groom says it's easy and cheap. A programmable thermostat can cost less than $20 and can be set to go up and down automatically. But this still doesn't account for one thing. Some people are fine in cooler temperatures, while others can't stand being cold. One of Daly's earliest memories of wintertime is when he was 4 or 5 years old. He would crank the heat when his dad wasn't looking and wrap himself up in a blanket.
I recall sitting on the vents, trying to stay warm in a drafty home, and always cognizant of my father walking down the hallway.
Daly's blanket would actually block all the heat, so the room would never warm up.
Yeah. And actually, I can recall my sister sitting in another room that was, across the hallway, and we would hear my dad coming down the steps, and we would yell across the hallway, here he comes, and we would get up and move away from that register.
Daly says his father would always adjust the thermostat back down. But now Daly's the one minding the indoor temperatures. At home, he keeps the house at 63. He admits he gets a little pleasure at how the roles have reversed with his father on this issue.
It's comical now that when my parents come over, they're usually saying that they're cold, and they're playing with the thermostat now at our house.
But if you can live with the cold, new research is finding there could be some health benefits. Dr. Ronald Kahn is a professor at the Harvard Medical School and studies the link between obesity and diabetes. He's been researching fat in the body and says most of our fat is white fat, which stores energy. But we mammals also have a small amount of what's called brown fat.
And that fat is actually designed to burn energy. Its major purpose in humans is particularly when we're little babies to keep warm. So babies are born with brown fat, and part of the mechanism they use to keep warm, even if they're not wrapped up.
Kahn says we now know that adult humans also have brown fat.
And that brown fat could also be used to burn energy as a way potentially to either help with weight loss or to keep weight off once weight is lost.
In his studies, Kahn says people burned 100 to 200 calories a day because they dressed in light clothing in a room set to 60 or 61 degrees. He says people who want to lose weight might consider lowering the thermostats, but temps that low don't appeal to everybody.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
The thought of keeping a house at 61 is so terrifying.
That is my mother, Linda Barr. When we were growing up, she always worked to stay very thin, but she was also always complaining about being too cold. Mom lives in southern Florida. On the day we spoke for this story, it was 80 degrees outside, and her central heating was on, with the thermostat set to 77 degrees. I consider that to be extreme indoor heat. She was wearing wool socks and a sweater. Mom was not persuaded to lower the thermostat, even to lose a few pounds.
Staying warm trumps being thin by a mile, so there's no question that I'd rather be warm.
Back when we were kids, Mom says, my father would set the thermostat so it couldn't go higher than 68 degrees. She would wear a winter coat around the house. At Jason Daly's office in Cranberry Township, chilly employees don't go that far, but some do use space heaters and warm clothing at their desks. If they're interested in losing weight, researcher Ronald Kahn at Harvard says they might want to forego those things.
If you turn down your thermostat and then do what my wife suggests I do, which is put on another sweater, then you defeat the purpose of turning down the thermostat. So you do have to feel a little bit cool to get the brown fat activated. If you're, you know, snuggled up in warm sweaters and blankets and things, then even though the room may be cool, you're not going to activate your brown fat.
So whether you want to trim down or just be less of an energy hog, experts say it could pay to pay attention to your thermostat. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Insulating can help keep temperatures in check, too, but it can be costly. Next week, we'll have an interview about government resources for low-income people to weatherize homes.